Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Friends, I don't know why I have come alive right now. It is literally 11:50 p.m. on a Saturday and I have to upload this technically in 10 minutes, but you know, y'all are not waiting for that too much, so we're just gonna go with it. Hi. Hello. Wow. I don't know where I got. I think it's because I just had a protein shake at like 10 p.m. I think that's where it's coming from. Had like hella, you know, veggies and fruits and all that jazz. So I'm feeling alive right now and I have to be in bed. You don't need to know that. Anyways, regardless, enough of me rambling. Enjoy my energy while I have it. Usually I'm like yawning at this hour. So I'm trying to better my sleep schedule. I'm not doing very well. But regardless, hi, welcome. I don't know why this is so long. Anyways, if you're new here, hi, welcome. You have a lot to catch up on. There's literally so many episodes you can listen to. You are bound to find something you like, and if you don't, I know you're lying. Like, you're literally lying. And also, it is season 5 of this shit show, y'all. Season 5 of me talking into the void and no one really listening. So, I'm having a blast. But regardless, and if you are returning, a returning listener, hi, babe, I love you. Hope you're doing well. I hope that you are being safe and sound. I hope that you get everything you want in this life and more. I hope that this, like, this Sunday, you listen to my podcast and you feel inspired to get your life together, because I know I am. But regardless, you read the title. I am reducing, reusing, and recycling a lot this episode. So, and I will get into why. But anyways, without further ado, we're going to get into today's episode. See you on the other side, aliens. And we're back, friends. I don't even know where that intro came from, to be honest. I really don't know. But I hope that you guys enjoyed. Shout out the protein shake, honestly, at like 10 p.m. I don't know how I'm going to go to bed with all this energy, but we're going to find a way. Honestly, I'm always tired. Anyways, guys. Wow. I don't know how long this episode's going to be, only because I do have a lot of notes and I do have to get up early in the morning on this unfortunate Sunday of capitalism. Nonetheless, I will say, if you have been following me for a while, I do have an episode titled this already. I'm just titling it Revisited because I'm going to revisit the same topic, just kind of new updates and stuff like that. So my inspiration for this episode, as always, is, unfortunately, I have the misfortune of dealing with modern day Twitter. If you were a real OG in Twitter back in the olden days, I'm talking like 2011, those were like peak fun prime times for Twitter. I don't know what was in the air for some years in Twitter. Ever since we let politicians on there, I really don't fuck with the app anymore. I'm really starting to lose my interest in it, and I only like it because I have, like, my, you know, Twitter besties on there. So if you're from Twitter, I love you, babe. You'll know if I like you. If you're listening from Twitter and you have no idea who I really am, then we're not besties. I'm sorry. But I will say, a lot going on in life right now. I am going out of town the 24th, so y'all will know the tea on what that is, but I'm not going to reveal it just yet. If you know, you know. Only some select few know. But, and yes, I will be incorporating the podcast with that. But regardless, on to, you know, more important things. So the inspiration for this episode is, unfortunately, I have the misfortune of dealing with people on Twitter and seeing people have the same arguments over and fucking over again. Like, Lord, send the flood. I wish I was kidding. And I mean, like, send the flood for them. I want to be left out of this, you know? Like, I'm pretty innocent in everything. Like, I'm not the best person in the world, but hell, at least I'm not terrible. So, yeah. Regardless, though, y'all have me fucked up. Y'all have me fucked up. I'm so serious. Like, dealing with people, it's not my cup of tea anymore. And also because I'm revisiting this topic because there's a lot of flaws in the dating world that I've noticed as a single person, and quite literally everyone I know, maybe like two people tops I know that don't have, you know, partners and stuff like that, boyfriends, girlfriends, etc. And you know what? I'm a little bitter. I'm sorry. Like, I am. Like, I'm allowed to be a little bit bitter. Not in a hateful way, obviously. In a, like, very sassy, bitter way. Look, I've been single for quite some time. I'm talking like 23 years of my life. Every boyfriend I had prior to that was absolutely a joke. And also mainly situationships. And we're gonna get into that. But regardless, I unfortunately have to give a disclaimer because unfortunately people are easily offended these days. I'm not sorry. I am tired of you bitches getting offended for every single thing, especially just in general, like not even at me, just in general. Like, if this applies to you, like then you can just move on and call it a day. Like, I'm not attacking you. Well, actually, I am saying it because it's not my personal preference. So, yes, I will talk shit on here in this very episode. I'm not gonna tell you how to date people. It's pretty easy to do that. I'm not gonna tell you if it's easy or not. Honestly, you just need to go outside and date a person, a real life person. Like, I'm talking like, you know, real human, like someone you can actually touch, feel, and smell, like those things, you know. So I'm not gonna tell you how to do that because it's pretty easy to do. And I don't know why it's so hard for some people, but regardless, and if that offends you, hop off my dick. If that offends you, I don't really care. Hop off my dick. I'm literally going out of town on the 24th. I'm getting my lashes done Monday. I'm getting my eyebrows done tomorrow. Like, I do not give a flying fuck of what you have to say. So, regardless, I have my notes here. I know y'all don't care, but I said what I said. That's essentially the conclusion of my disclaimer. So here are some topics that we need to discuss in the dating world as single people. And if you are in a relationship during this, you can ignore me. Congratulations, okay? Fucking congratulations. You have the fortune of not dealing with people in the dating world. Now, topic number one. We are revisiting because I looked at my notes from the first What the Fuck is Dating Anymore notes, and it's just like dating coaches mainly and like the flaws between them. But we're gonna talk about like real issues in the dating world. So, number one, here's me shitting on the dating world. Number one, people with kids. Sorry, not really, actually, because absolutely the fuck not. Look, ladies, I love you guys. I love you all, ladies. I love you with all my fucking heart, ladies. I really do. But let's think. Let's think sometimes, okay? I'm not saying you have to have the perfect family. That's not what I'm saying. But me personally, me as an individual, let's get the finances up first before we have kids. Do you know how expensive life is in general? I can barely afford my own expenses, let alone my expenses for another human being. Like, I just can't even imagine. And I said what I said, honestly. That's not my cup of tea. If I ever got pregnant, you know for a fact it'd be lights out. I'm not having it. It's going straight to heaven. Goodbye. And as a 23-year-old, I don't want to date someone with kids. I don't. And I'm tired of people being like, well, like that's just kind of like the norm now. I'm like, no, it's fucking not. Why are we allowing this whole culture right now? Honestly. Look, ladies, I can make an exception, honestly, and here's why. I've never been pregnant before. I have never been. And I honestly don't want to manifest that for myself. Knock on wood, of course. And I don't ever plan to. I definitely want to get, you know, my permanent solution, like permanent sterilization at some point. Maybe after my IUD time frame is up, maybe in the next 5 years. I don't know. And I have been dealing with that idea right now. Like, well, I don't mind having a kid, but I just know that there's so many more cons to pros to that than pros. So I'm like, a part of me will always want to be a mom, but I just know that there's too many cons than there are pros. So I'm willing to sacrifice my ounce of regret. And here's why. I feel like people that don't have kids at least have that 1 ounce of regret, just a little bit. Maybe it's minor, maybe it's major, who knows? And they got sterilized, whatever, that's cool. But I feel like people that didn't or do have kids have that ounce of like, what would life look like? Not regret, I should say, like, what would life look like if I did or didn't have kids? So, me personally, when I'm 35, kidless, and have my money up and spend it on me, myself, and I'm gonna be having a great time. I'm gonna have kids around me, and the only kids I want allowed in my life are my immediate family. I'm talking like, if my cousins have their kids, you know, like that's gonna be great. I'm talking like, well, my sister doesn't want kids either. So it's just like all of my family that have, you know, kids in the future. And my close friends only. Only my close select friends will be allowed to have their kids near me, honestly. Other than that, I don't fucking care about your kids. I don't. I know. And why would I date someone at 23, let alone even at the age 28 with kids? I'm just saying, like, I don't want to do that. And I know that sounds rude. I said, I know that sounds harsh, but that's just not my cup of tea. And you really can't force someone to do that. I know you can't really force to just be like, well, this is how life is. No, actually, I don't want to. I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to date someone that has kids. And I really don't think that I want to take away from the necessity, especially if the kids are young, you know, it's like they're very young. I don't think you should be focusing on dating. I don't know. I mean, if you want to go ahead, I'm not here to tell you to stop, but I just don't want to have the attention be in the wrong place. I'd rather have someone focus on their kids rather than me, if that makes sense. I'd be like, you know what? You got your hands full. That's cool. Love you, babe, but focus on your kids. I feel like that's more important. I feel like raising children and fully being present is much more important than like dating someone. That's just me. You can crucify me if you want. Cool. I don't really care. But regardless, ladies, I love you guys. I do. And I know it's tough out there with abortion, you know, everything going that's been happening with Roe v. Wade. We all know. We all know someone, or we are one of them, you know. But honestly, I don't really see the hype about it. I don't. Then again, I've never gotten pregnant, and I really am manifesting. I never do. I don't really have the energy to do that. I don't really have the energy to care. I don't really have the energy to go to Planned Parenthood and get my abortion. I don't have the time or patience. So manifesting I never get pregnant, manifesting that I just literally am infertile. That's like my biggest dream. That's my personal biggest dream. And look, I'm not saying that like when you do get pregnant, you don't feel what it feels like. I assume that's what it feels like. I assume that like, oh my God, kids suck. And then you get pregnant and you actually change your mind. I feel like that's different. Yeah. I've met people that gotten pregnant. They didn't really have intention of having kids. My mom is one example. She was like never for or against kids, having kids. But then she got pregnant and she was like, this is the best thing of my life. Honestly, like this is the best experience. And I'm like, I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong, queen. You're not. And there are just some people that are born to be parents and some that aren't. And that doesn't mean that you should force yourself to, you know, want to be a parent if you don't really want to. It's really not that big of a deal. Like if you don't want to have kids, then don't. If you do, go for it. And ever since I found out about the regretful parents subreddit, I have never been the same, truly. Everything makes more sense ever since I saw that. So y'all can look at real life, you know, stories. Just check out the regretful parents subreddit. I feel like I'm not going to tell any particular stories from there because you can go and read them yourselves. I don't want to put too much exploitation on people I don't even know, especially people being very vulnerable in that type of space. So I will just leave you to it, you know. If you want to go digging, you can, you know. But like I said, I'm 23. I don't really have the energy to care about kids right now. I don't really have the energy. I'm still a kid, honestly. And honestly, all the money I make goes to me. So that sounds like a great life, honestly. I'm like, cool. I am down to be as selfish as I can. I don't give a fuck about no kids. I don't care about yours. I don't care if you're 28 and have children. I don't really want to know about that. I'm sorry. Like, no. No, 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 no. Do you know how expensive kids are? And plus with the inflation right now? Nah. Nah. Fucking miss me with that. Nope. Nope. That's negativity for me. Not manifesting that. No siree. But the next topic on my list. Listen. We all know it, and we all have suffered it at one point, and if you haven't, you're lying. The infamous issue with situationships. Listen, I have so many thoughts on situationships because that's my entire dating history. Now, I'm going to be fully ruthless for this, okay? Just so you're a little aware of that. Why do you, as a grown adult, want this person to be the love of your life? You want this person to have raw sex with you? Wants to cuddle every night, pre and post sex? Spend every waking moment together. I'm talking like, I miss you, bae. Oh my God, I want to see you today. See each other every week or so, every few weeks and whatnot. And send cute little memes saying like, me and who? Me and you.
yet you don't want to make it official. Blows my fucking mind. You bitches are sick. You bitches are fucking sick in the head. I'm sorry. Go to therapy. That's like not normal. I'm sorry. I don't care how fucking normalized you bitches made this. You bitches need therapy. Do you not realize how insane you sound for basically being like, sorry, babe, like, I'm gonna talk to other bitches. You can too, though, but I'm gonna get mad if you do, though. But like, you can, but like, you low-key shouldn't. But like, we should have like raw sex for fun, you know? Like, I just think that we're at that level. And I think that we should see each other like every time we can and text each other that we miss each other. And I can send you cute little like Hello Kitty memes or like any cute, like, you know, animated like characters and being like, this is us. And still, not commit to you though. Sorry, babe. I can't do commitment. Like, do you not realize how insane you sound? Mental illness, honestly. Seek a therapist and ask yourself, huh, why do I want everything but a title? And here's your answer, babe. You're afraid of commitment to a whole different level. A whole different level. It's one thing, and also, here's another thing. You need to stop being a little bitch, that's why. Here's the thing. It's one thing to be happy and single, right? It's one thing. I am a little bit bitter about it, but like for the past like 22 years of my life, I have been pretty okay with it. But now it's like, okay, bitch, I'm fucking tired. Like, I would like to at least have someone to hold me at night. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you, okay? But prior to that, one thing is to be happy and single and totally fine with it. And you're just like living life. You're living like Larry. But it's a completely other thing to make it your whole personality, babes. Like, yeah, you can be happy and single, but you don't need to mention it every 5 minutes. You know? Like, cool, like, you're happy and single, great. But you don't need to be like, yeah, well, like, I'm happy and single and all that. But, like, it's just, it's fine. It's like, yeah, it is fine. And you're like, yeah, I guess. Like, girl, I know you're fucking lying. Girl, I know you're lying. I know you want someone to hold you at night. Let's not pretend that you don't want that, okay? Let's not pretend that you don't want to fall in love at least once. Like, come on. Let's stop pretending, okay? Let's put that aside for a minute. Maybe see a therapist about that, okay? Like psychologytoday.com/find-a-therapist. Like, that exists. Like, seriously, like, it's not that hard. It's really not. You can see what happens. You can find ways. And so, it's not a crime to want to fall in love and be happy with someone. It's not a crime. It's not something you should feel ashamed about. You guys are sick. You guys are fucking sick, honestly. And I'm talking about everyone. I'm not talking about men in general. Like, I'm talking about men and women and everyone else in between. Like, look, commitment is scary. Commitment is hard. But, like, that's how you gain experience from dating people. Like, that's how you understand people better. That's how you get to understand the person you are with better. It's not a crime to want to fall in love with someone. And you guys are making it seem like it's a big deal. Like, it's really not. Like, stop pretending that you don't want someone to, like, hold your hand in public and buy you Starbucks. And actually, no, fuck Starbucks. You're acting as if you don't want someone to hold your hand, open the door for you, and give you, like, the whole romantic gesture, treat you like the way you deserve to be treated. And honestly, it's not a crime to want that. It's really not. It's not something you should feel ashamed about. It's never that serious. Like, it's not a crime to be wanted to be treated like a decent human being. Like, it's never wrong for that. It's never something you should feel ashamed about. It's never something that you should feel that, like, oh, that's embarrassing. And hey, I should take my own advice. It is embarrassing sometimes. You're like, oh shit, like, dang. But really think about this. Like, I really want you, as a person listening to this that has ever been in a situationship, because I feel like we all have before. My entire dating history is just situationships, to be honest with you. It's like, that's all it is. And as someone that has dealt with it back to back, never breaks or anything like that, really, I'm telling you, it doesn't feel great. It honestly feels horrible. It doesn't feel great. In all seriousness, situationships are literally the worst thing ever invented for humanity. It fucks with your mental health. It fucks with, like, it's like you're gaslighting yourself to ask these questions. Like, you're second guessing yourself to the point where it's like insane. Like, do you not realize, I need you to hear me out. Do you not realize how insane and sick it sounds to tell someone, hey, you know what? I really like you, but I have other candidates, which is fine, by the way. But I'm going to date other people, and you can too, but I'm going to get mad at you if you date other people. But I'm not going to really, you know, I'm going to get really mad at you if you actually do that. But, like, I'm going to pretend that I don't care, but, like, I do. But at the same time, like, we should have, you know, raw sex, like, literally no condom sex. And I'm going to send us, like, cute little memes and be like, this is you, ahaha, this is us. And, but I won't commit to you, though. I won't commit to you. Like, nah. Do you not realize how insane that sounds? Like, genuinely. Like, I really want you to listen to this and be like, yeah, that sounds fucking crazy. I don't care how normalized you bitches made this. Like, it's not normal. It's not. Like, I'm being dead serious. Like, it's not fucking normal. It's not a crime to want to fall in love with someone. And I'm not saying that you should do that when you're, like, in your early 20s, unless you want to do that. I literally had a huge breakthrough in therapy recently where I was like, I actually don't want to do the whole, like, hoe phase because it feels like my entire dating history has been that. It feels like my entire dating history has just been that. Men have sexualized me from the beginning of time, okay? Men have seen me as a sexual object from literally since I was, like, in early, no, either early middle school or late elementary. One of those times. Do you not realize how horrible that is for your mental health? As someone that's wanted for only sex and nothing else, just purely that. No one sees you as more than that. That's exactly how situationships feel like. You're wanted for the wrong reasons. You're wanted to have, like, situationships are literally you being wanted for the wrong reasons from someone. Do you really want to go through life dealing with situationships where people only like you for one thing and one thing only, whether it's the way you treat them, the idea of you, the sex even, or all of the above, and they still can't commit? And I know that's a their problem. That's totally on them. You're doing everything on your part to do what you want, but it's on their part to actually do something about it. Or someone has to do something about it. Like, situationships are truly just an embodiment and the epitome of being wanted for the wrong reasons. You are being wanted at 2 a.m. because you are convenient to this person. And look, I'm not saying hookup culture is a bad thing. I'm not. I'm really not. I am a big advocate for it. If you're young and single, go be fucking a hoe if you want. Like, I don't think you should not do that. I think that's a really fun time. But at the same time, it's like, yo, at some point the whole phase ends. At some point you're like, you know what? I've had my time. I've had my fun. I'm ready for something serious now. Very normal to do, of course. Very normal. But at the same time, it's not a crime to want to be loved for the right reasons. It's not a crime to want someone to be there for you at night. To, like, listen to you and, like, be present with you. It's not something that you guys should hate. I know I don't. I'm not here to tell you that I don't, you know, love a good home moment, obviously. But I've already done some of it. I've already lived it. And since I was telling my therapist, I was like, I literally have been sexualized my whole life. It feels like I've already had sex thousands of times without actually having to do it. It's not appealing to me. Like, sex isn't that appealing unless it's someone I actually give a shit about. Like, then that's fine, you know? That's, like, it. That's really all there is to it. It's not a crime to want to be loved for the right reasons. It's not a crime for you to ask for what you want. You guys should really just, like, love that about yourself. Just ask for what you want, and if someone can't provide you that, then walk the fuck away. Dead ass. Just walk the fuck away. Never, never that hard. Sometimes it is, but it'll be worth it in the long run. You're never gonna look back and be like, huh, I'm really glad I stayed. You will never regret that. You never will. Like, in all seriousness, like, I personally don't see the fun in situationships. I don't. I really don't. Like, I don't see how they're fun. I don't see how sneaky links and shit like that are fun. Like, they don't sound fun, honestly. They really don't. That sounds like a nightmare, actually. And it sounds like an STD around the corner. Fuck no. I don't know about y'all. I'm all cool if you want to have, you know, a bunch of sex partners go off. Literally, I'm not saying you shouldn't. But please be careful with it. Like, dead ass. Like, like, monkeypox are still a thing. Like, let's just not. Let's not. Let's not open that. Let's not get sick. Let's stay healthy and wealthy and all that jazz. Health is wealth, you guys. And in all seriousness, I can tell you with certainty that the situationship's feeling is not fun. You're walking on eggshells. You're scared to say the wrong things. And you're scared of how they may react to said things. You know, like, you don't really know what's in store. It's just a bunch of question marks. You're just like, huh, like, what am I doing? And worst of all, you feel like a secret to someone. It's sad. It feels terrible. It feels like you're only wanted for the wrong reasons. Do you know how sad it is to, you know, be sexualized your whole life, like me, and then you wake up the next morning and there's no one there? Do you know how sad that is? It feels terrible. I can tell you right now. It feels horrible. Like, it feels shitty. Because, yeah, you may have wanted someone for a night. That's not a crime either. That's not a crime. Yeah, it's not a crime. As long as you guys both agreed and you guys were both into it, sure. Why not? You guys are two young adults that are consensual adults and you guys agreed to do said things. And also agreed to say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. And apart, and just stay a part of that ever came down to it. But do you know how sad it is to do all of that? Then the next morning, there's no one there. There's no one there to, like, tell you, hey, oh my God, how are you? Like, the most bare minimum. Do you know how empty that feels? And I know that some of you guys that are in your hoe phases don't even try to act that it's a fun feeling. Because you wake up the next morning, you're like, huh, I'm glad this guy's out. I'm glad this guy's out of the door. Great. Good for you, babe. Good for you. But at the same time, after doing it consecutively, it's like, oh, I'm not going to lie. This feels kind of lonely. It's okay. I have been there personally. I know how it feels. It sucks. It's not great. You wake up and you're like, shit, there's no one there. No one wants to stick around, and that's fine, you know? If you have a one-night stand, I don't see the point of them even staying, to be honest. Or the point of them even staying the night at all. But at the same time, it's like, it's okay to, like, wake up in the morning and be like, dang. Like, that was fun and all, but, like, that's all I get? Like, I don't get any aftercare? Like, I don't do any of that? Like, I don't know. Me, personally, I would, and I have been there, it sucks. It really, really sucks. It feels so empty. It feels so soulless. It feels so, like, obviously there's no connection, obviously, and that's okay. There's no connection, but obviously you kind of realize, like, what is for me and what's not for me, you know? And it feels really disheartening. It really does. You feel, like, discouraged a bit. You feel like, oh, like that feeling in your heart when you go up a roller coaster to the highest peak point and then you drop. That's what it feels like. The drop feels like when you know. That's what it feels like. That's what the situationships feel like when you do, like, the one-night stand shit and stuff like that. That's what it feels like. Situationships and one-night stands and then that loneliness after a while. When you realize, like, hey, I'm in my hoe phase, whatever, and then after a while it catches up with you. It's like you're going up that roller coaster. You hit the highest peak point. You're at the top. Because you're, like, in a euphoric state. You know what's coming down. You know what's about to happen. Then you hit the floor, basically, in this roller coaster. Full speed. No brakes. You're having a blast. And then you, like, that feeling that your heart gets when that drop hits. That's exactly what it feels like. That loneliness in the heart. Like, that chest feeling. I don't know how I can really explain it unless you felt it. But me, personally, that's how the best way I can describe it. And my next topic, I have a whole lot of conversations about situationships. I fucking hate them. They're horrible. And I can tell you now, they are not a good great recommendation. Trust me. Trust me. They're not fun because one person catches feelings, the other one doesn't. It's like the end of the damn world. So let's just accept it. And you're probably like, it can be successful. Not really. I hate to break it to you guys, but it cannot be successful. Because it may be successful for a minute, but it never fully stays. That's all I'm saying. And so, my next topic of discussion Dating within your own terms, which should be obvious, but you bitches never seem to get it. You bitches never seem to get the fucking concept of dating in your own terms. Now, I am telling you guys, this is where I am going to be a little bit of a bully. Stop dating people that do not share the same anything as you. Share anything in common with you morally, value-wise. I'm not saying you guys have to be copy and paste identical, but what I am saying is at least some sort of morals. For example, if you believe that everything should be 50-50, you guys split everything 50-50, then date someone that believes that as well, or is okay with living in that means. And if you're someone that believes that a man should provide for every single thing, finances, everything else in between, while you as a woman and the wife stay home, cook, clean, provide, and take care of the kids, sure, date someone that believes that as well. But when you date people that are one or the other, and the other person is the other, you're not going to have something successful come out of it. I hate to break it to you. Let's stop pretending that it's going to be okay. Let's stop pretending that you can change him because you can't, babe. You can't. Stop pretending that you can change her, bro, because you can't. Anyone that is willing to change will do it for themselves, and they have to do that all by themselves, and that is something that you bitches never seem to understand. Truly. I just, personally, for me, I know it's a trauma response, but for me, I prefer to pay for mostly everything on my part, only because I feel like I owe someone if I do let them pay for things. Like, I feel like a lot of women can understand, because I feel like this is a very universal feeling for women. I remember I was talking to my sister a really long time ago about emails and how, I feel like I've mentioned the story already, but I feel like I was talking to my sister about this, and we were talking about the concept of emails and like how stressful emails are. Not because of like, you know, the emails and email you have to reply. It's like making your tone sound more flexible and being more open to the possibilities and like kind of going against your own moral ground to like make sure that the email sounds like you're on board, essentially. And just like the connotations and the tones of messages, like emails. And my sister and I were talking about it, and she was like, yeah, it's really like such a women thing. I'm like, exactly. Like, we are always trying to please people somehow, some way. We are all people pleasers in our own ways, whether you're a man or you're not. We all aim to please people in some capacity. And there's nothing wrong with that. There isn't. It's just there's only a level you can go so far to the point where it's like out of control, you know? And I feel like people pleasing, especially in dating, it's like I have had men pay for things for me and then they expect me to do something in return, like sex, head, whatever it is. And I'm not saying all men are like that, but I've had my fair share and I know what it looks like. I know what it would look like, and it sucks. It's annoying. It's like, oh, well, I really want him to pay because I really want to understand what it feels like to be treated well and like get, you know, all the spoiling and stuff like that, because I've never had that before. But at the same time, I know what comes with that because then I think I owe him something. And you bitches that think that way are insane people, truly. So you mean to tell me you take this woman out on a date, you pay for everything, and you're expecting her to sleep with you? Bro, you didn't really want her then. So you mean to tell me you were probably waiting the whole date for that bill? You let her buy everything on the fucking menu if she wanted to. You let her buy every drink, every meal, every appetizer, everything else in between, dessert even, and you paid and you got yours as well. You guys shared a couple plates or whatever. And then the bill comes, you pay the fucking bill, however big or small it is, no complaints, which is quite literally what is the bare minimum, by the way. The bare minimum. Then you expect her to sleep with you, bro? So you mean to tell me you asked this woman out for the sole purpose of whining and dining her and then eventually hoping to fuck her? No. If this is like the first date, especially, like, you're sick. Like, you are sick in the head. If this is like date 4, 5, whatever, you should at least know her by now well enough to know if that's coming or not. Or you guys should at least have had the conversation of sex already. On your own terms. It's really not rocket science. Like, it's really not rocket science. Like, it's not. And so, you were awaiting the whole time for that bill just so you can be like, well, we can head back to my place. No, bitch, I bet your place is dirty as fuck. I bet your place is dirty as fuck. You may have a lot of money and yet you don't even know how to clean a house. That's even worse. That's even worse. It's even uglier. Even more disgusting. And so, it blows my mind. It really does. It's really not rocket science, you guys. It's really not hard to date people, honestly. It is unbearable to date with people that don't believe in the same shit as you. Then that's why you dump them and you don't even put them on the damn roster. That's why. And so, I know that women go through this, that they feel the need to owe someone something. And I'm telling you now, ladies and gentlemen, everyone, you don't owe people shit when it comes to dating. You do owe them conversation. If somebody asks you a fucking question, you answer the damn question. Especially if you're in the dating realm. That's really not difficult. It's really not hard to come clean with the way you're feeling and be honest and be communicative. It's really not that hard to do that. But you bitches seem to do everything but that. Like, how old are we? Why are you playing games at your big ages? Do you not realize how much time you save by being honest? By communicating? By being truthful? Do you not realize how much time and energy it can be saved if you just come forward with the truth? But you bitches do everything in the book but that. Everything but that. Believe me, you will stay single the rest of your life if you keep doing that shit. It's cute when you're in your early 20s. That's cute for that. I'm not saying you shouldn't, like, you know, we have all had our fair game of, like, you know, being a player and being stupid and doing bad things in the dating world. Cool. But if you're in your, like, late 20s into the mid 30s still doing that, baby, I'm scared for you. Ooh, I'm scared for you in that dating room. Ooh. Not being able to communicate at that big age. Ooh, couldn't be me. Ooh. I just took my melatonin, guys. Uh-huh. But regardless, though, I'm also tired of hearing the high value man, high value woman conversation. You bitches don't even clean your houses enough to be considered a high value person. So let's start there. Like, let's just stop right there. It's really not, it's not that difficult to date within your means and date people that are actually going to date you back. I promise you that. No one's perfect. There really is no such thing as the perfect person. There really isn't. There is nothing wrong with people being who they are. But I was actually recently watching the show Tuca and Birdie. If you don't know the show, Tuca and Birdie. It is on HBO Max, and the first season is actually on Netflix, but Netflix dropped it, so all of it's mainly on Adult Swim and HBO Max. So it's about two lovely bird women. Like, the entire cast and animation is, like, I was gonna say cartoon, no. Animation is just, like, birds and animals as people, essentially, like, going through life, like, having periods and, like, having jobs and, like, living, like, daily lives like humans do, but just as animals. Animation's phenomenal. Color palette is insane. I just think that everything about it, like, the animation is just incredible. I'm pretty much a huge fan for the comfort of it, of the comfort show aspect of it, and also, like, the animation is just incredibly well done. So if you're interested in checking it out, Tuca and Birdie on HBO Max or Adult Swim. But there's this one episode where Tuca is, she's a bi woman, so she's a bi toucan, essentially. She's a toucan bird, and she's bi. It's so funny. And she's my favorite. I love her. And she's, like, pretty much the free spirit. She doesn't do commitment. She doesn't commit to, like, anything, really. She doesn't commit to people except her best friend, Birdie, which is the other main character. But Birdie has a boyfriend named Speckle. Very cute ship stan besties. But Miss Toucan, if you will, she doesn't commit to anything. And then she actually ends up meeting this one woman that she really likes. And they are together. They're always texting. They're always hanging out. They're spending time together, blah, blah, blah. And then one day she just never hears from her. And eventually it just, you know, spirals out of control. Okay, why is there a grasshopper being loud? I'm really offended right now. Maybe that they were on Toucan Birdie, whatever. And so
essentially, the topic is that, like, this one episode is where Tuca and her girlfriend at the time, Kara, she's like a nurse or something like that. She's horrible. We fucking hate Kara. We do. We fucking hate Kara. And so my point is that they're at this carnival that her and Birdie always go to as like best friends. But then since they both have, you know, partners and stuff, they go together. They did like a double date for the first time ever together. And so Kara, she's like on the phone with someone, like somebody calls her, and then she's like on the phone and she's like, oh my god, like you don't even know what I'm doing right now, like I hate this, I hate being here, blah blah blah, I hate being at this carnival, it's so boring, it's so gross, blah blah blah, it's just not fun. And then like literally Kara's saying all this like literally right next to like Tuca, so she's like, what the fuck, like you can't even pretend to do something I like. It's like, that's what I mean, like how are you gonna date someone and want to change everything about them so they're more appealing to you instead of just dating someone that actually is someone that you can get along with and you both get along very well. They like you for who you are and you like them for who they are, you know? Like, no one's fucking perfect, bro. You are never gonna find someone in this life perfect, but you are gonna find someone in this life that's perfect for you and within the means that you desire, that have the traits that you want, that takes care of you the way you want, that loves you the way that you want, and vice versa. Hello, it's not that difficult. It's really not. It's really not that hard to date people that are meant for you and that you will find them because they exist out there. They are real. Like, I don't know who needs to tell you that. They are real people out there. Whether you believe in it or not, they are real. And it leads me to my last two points that are somewhat connected. The men are trash argument, the flaw, the conversation. Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that men are not terrible people because I've had my fair share of deal with terrible men in this life. However, though, I'm not going to also sit here and say that there are not a handful of good men out there. Of course there are. Of course they exist. Do you not realize that there are 7 billion people in this world? 7 billion people, last time I checked that statistic. You mean to tell me you are over here worried that you're not going to find someone out of those 7 billion people? And how many of them are men? Maybe about 4 billion. Do you not realize how many of those 4 billion men you are bound to find that are similar to you, believe in the same things as you, want the best for you, and will love you for who you are? Please, go outside, touch some grass. Go outside, breathe in some H2O. Or no. Wow. Breathe in some fucking oxygen. Take a fucking breather and move on, okay? And besides, look, have you guys never heard of the law of attraction theory? Hello? It's like not even a theory at this point. It's like fucking real. If you keep manifesting really bad things to happen to you, you are only gonna have bad things happen to you. If you keep manifesting and attracting terrible men into your life, that's all you're going to get in return. Do you not realize how negative that is for yourself? You mean to tell me men are trash or whatever, and then like you keep meeting terrible men after another, one after another, one after another, and you're like, huh, I don't know why I keep attracting this. Because you keep bringing it up to yourself. If you keep manifesting that energy into your life and welcoming it, bitch, you're leaving the door open. Hell, the door is not even fully open. It's literally just a full window. It's like a full, like, window with no glass. It's just like an open space. That's exactly what it is. You're welcoming that into you right now. That's exactly what you want. You keep saying men are terrible, but it's like, babe, you keep saying that they are and you keep manifesting that for yourself. You keep welcoming that energy when you shouldn't be. You should be welcoming good people, not just good men, good people into your life. You are bound to find someone that loves you for who you are, accepts you for who you are. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's really not rocket science. It is not hard. It is hard to deal with people, I will say. But it's not hard to deal with people when it comes to the dating aspect. Dude, if you don't like someone, first red flag, you can dip. You don't have to stay with them. But if you see that they're a great person and you like them, they like you, and then after a few dates, you see that they're not really right for you, then you can tell them. Let's not waste time, you guys. It's really not rocket science. It's really not. I'm telling you. It's not hard to date people if you're willing to try. It's really not. Just be honest with people. Just be upfront with people. Be communicative. If you ever feel like you need to be honest with someone, fucking tell them before you waste their time and lead them on and string them along.
It's really not rocket science. It's really not. Einstein could probably figure this out, but you just can't. Fucking crazy. And my last conclusion and end statement is the conversation of do men still do this? Do women still do that? On social media. Yes, the answer is yes. Men still open doors for women. Yes, women still cook for you. You just have to find the one that actually wants to do those things voluntarily. Because they actually love you and want to see the best for you. They exist. And without further ado, I conclude my fucking revisited statement. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm very tired. I don't really know where this energy came from, honestly. Shout out to my protein shake. It is 12:30 a.m. I really want to go to bed. Melatonin is popped. So without further ado, I love you all so much, fellow aliens. Please stay safe. Please take care of yourselves. Please date wisely. Please ask every question you need. Please get an STD test. Please get tested, honestly. Please take care of yourselves and take whatever proper precautions you'd feel the need to take during your dating realm and or just in life. Without further ado, I conclude today's episode. So thank you all so much for listening. I love you all.